All right. Well, this it's not in the scriptures for today. Yes, I know. You can consider these readings. That also happens. I'd known a little bit, didn't know him really well, but I knew him to be a faithful man, and it was good to hear from him. And he said, just wanted to hear a little bit more about. I want to open it again. I want to go into the old building and forth sometime long after I keep in mind, this is just not it. So please, here we go, Jack. Maybe pass them around a little bit. And there you go. Here we go. Take one and pass them along. Maybe a couple of blanks in there. Here we go. There we go. Did you guys get one? Who needs one? We have to think sometimes. Who knows? on in that process between that death. That can run have a ministry and you know it's time that it ends. And then you don't know what you're going to do. During that begins to expand. And in that expansion, you become able to receive the example we left Egypt happened to Israel during that. Promises of God I have yet to be able to hold, instead of sitting on a sofa like in the photo that you have. Let me give you the example of the garden as well. Spending time volunteering there. Some of our people are now volunteering in that food pantry. And part of it they were able to share that with other people, how that went. The assets that were because we asked for them. That was another thing that happened in the garden ministry. And the opportunities for some of our new people at the time to get involved, friends, and to bond around that kind of gospel orientation towards ministry. In doing other food ministries, including Feed More, people from Feed More, just to see how can we get the assets of the people who need food to come forward. And that could have gone somewhere, but that group itself didn't go forward any further. But we were there ready to go. Give you. Who worked on that, and then ask God, who you are. Already have a number of prayers. These are new garden gloves, which I'm pretty sure you're going to need. Here you go, Rick. Thanks. Jack, thank you. You and I lifted that big machine off the truck that one time, didn't we? Diane, here we go. Oh, here's Chris. Bill. Let's see. Evelyn, here we go. There, when he gets back from vacation, it'll be right there for him. Let's pray for the garden people right now. All you have to do is extend a hand towards them, if you would. Lord Jesus, said yes to you. They would be able to see the day that comes when you stand before this ministry one more time and say, Lazarus, come forth. And the fruit of what they have done, they would see it with their own eyes. And we ask that today for the glory of your name. Amen. Well, let's hear it. There we go. Thank you very much. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. With that, let's stand and confess our faith in Christ. The Father, the Almighty.